the time I came to the Maudsley, as you say, all but 50 years ago, most of us had trained in something else before we came into psychiatry. And I was advised to do that, and I did, and trained in neurology and general medicine, and as it happened, also a period in paediatrics, although that was sort of almost accidental. As it turned out, that was a very useful experience to have had. So the context was different. The ethos here was definitely of questioning. That was the order of the day. Aubrey Lewis, who dominated British psychiatry at that time and certainly dominated here, loved intellectual argument. He loved questioning. It had to be done really well, but he was not a one for accepting theory or accepting authority. Didn't matter what the prestige was of the person who said it. The question is, what was the evidence and how would you know? And that was a model that I adopted, like most of the people in the social psychiatry unit. So I had contact with him during my clinical training, but then also in the research unit. In the research unit, Neil O'Connor and Artie Hermelin were the two experimental psychologists concerned with autism, but who brought an experimental way of thinking, which made a big impact on me. I never worked directly with them, but they certainly were mentors. Jack Tizard was also a mentor, another psychologist, and he brought me in on the Isle of Wight study and was very generous in giving me the responsibility for taking it forward. Another iconoclast, but also somebody who to whom it was very important to use research to deal with practical matters and policy issues. And he did that in a very innovative way, and that made an impact. Well, Aubrey Lewis had decided that I'd do child psychiatry, although I actually wasn't very keen on the idea at the time. But he was right and I was wrong in that he did recognise that it, A, played to my strengths, and B, the research I'd already done was relevant to that. And he made two stipulations, one of which surprised me and one of which I welcomed. The one I welcomed was that I had to learn about child development. The one that surprised me was that I should not be trained in child psychiatry at all, because he said that, firstly, the training was indifferent quality, which was correct at that time, but secondly, he thought that it was likely to inhibit creative thought, and he wanted me to develop the subject as somebody who would bring originality to it.